Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Fourth and John, episode 267. Free agent frenzy in the building. Obviously, our guy, Hassan Reddick. Philadelphia's own and outside grew up from Camden. Shout out to Prime's hometown. You get Hassan Reddick. That has set off the tone for free agent frenzy. Now we know there's other moves that are down the pipe. You know, we're all monitoring our Twitter handles. Some people are getting faked out by some fake news, but you know, originally when I first heard the idea of Hassan Reddick was when he got traded last year, and we were thinking about that would be a great piece. Obviously, he went to Carolina, did his thing there. But so we're talking about a guy with 23 and a half sacks in the last 2 years. He's the kind of guy you talk about Barnett with the pressures and, you know, but this is the type of dude that gets there. You know, I love the way he flattens and gets to the quarterback. We all seen him sack Jalen Hurts. So we all know what he's capable of. I think it was perfect signing. I think you get a local guy who wants to be here. You know, like you see him out here. It's almost definitely hunting season. You know, quoting Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham says, "Can't wait to hunt with you, man." This one hit home for me as I'm coming home. Like This guy wants to be here, and I think that's the vibe that a lot of Eagle fans like from Hassan. But Evan, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I'm trying to survive allergy season. It's tearing me up. I love warmer weather, but it also comes with the other hand that I'm just going to get slapped across the face with every allergy known to man. But one thing that's definitely cheering me up, this Hassan Reddick signing is absolutely huge, man. Like you said, it is a local guy, actually another Temple alum like myself. I welcome him to the nest. He's been a guy that I've been all about ever since he entered the league. I mean, obviously, we spent some time at Temple at the same time, so I was aware of his presence then. But now, I mean, you just look at the past two seasons, man. Back last year, 11 sacks. The previous year, 12 and a half sacks. This is like this Eagles team that we have. I feel like we really starve ourselves for 10 plus sack guys. And we're bringing in a guy that should be able to handle that no problem. With Fletcher Cox's double teams going on in the center, who knows if Fletcher's going to be a guy that is going to be wearing Eagles green in a few months to come. But if he is, that's certainly going to take some pressure off of Hassan Reddick. And even if Fletch isn't here, I still think that Javon Hargrave can provide the same type of, potential for double teaming.
Yeah, I mean, just the idea of like building up the defensive line. This is where the Eagles really got better when they poured money into their the trenches. Yep. You talk about the signing with Jason Kelce, 14 yep. million makes him the highest paid center in the league now.
Well deserved.
You talk about Hassan Reddick bringing an edge rusher in here who can get to the quarterback efficiently. So again, we talk about trench warfare. The first two big moves. Now today's moves, and I know everyone's waiting on the other shoes to drop out here. I know we have our resident recruiter out here. Darius Slay is putting in work, so he's on the phones right now. Apparently, his phone call with Quandre Diggs didn't work out because he resigned with the Seattle, right?
So how about the Cowboys getting shafted though?
Yeah, I love that.
Was that not great to see? To think that
we all love a good Cowboy.
Your man locked up and then mm-hmm. you know ends up over in Denver.
You want to hear some big signings today? Eagles.
Lay it on me.
Eagles took care of their own. Greg Ward Jr., a guy who on future, on recent podcasts, we talked about the wide receiver position. He's a guy that I don't have any issue with Greg Ward at all. I think he is what he is, serviceable. And but I was thinking, like, if you're gonna just reset the group, but again, he's a guy who's steady Eddie.
I don't really understand this one, man. Like, I totally get the fact that like all of the obvious things. Yes, he is steady Eddie. Yes, he is reliable. Yes, he is somewhat of a fan favorite amongst the Philadelphia fans. But let's ultimately like look at what it is. I mean, Greg Ward realistically is a wide receiver 4 or 5 on a team, and I think that that's what he's been the past few years, and he has contributed, I think, appropriately for a wide receiver 4 or 5, but to lock down before the draft and in the very infancy of free agency to lock down a wide receiver 4 or 5 and not really dip your toes in the waters of what could have been, it just kind of seems bizarre to me. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, it's not sexy at all by any means. And again, if we're talking wide receiver 4 or 5, I'm totally with Greg Ward Jr.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he is what he is. Like, as a wide receiver 4 or 5, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So going back to your other point, the Eagles were in the mix for Mr. Kirk over here, another guy that I know Evan wanted.
I'm sure
some of you guys in the chat as well wanted as well. Mm-hmm. Christian Kirk, man's effed up the whole wide receiver market. Thank you, Jags and Doug E.P. and Mr. Balky. I think Christian Kirk's making what is he making now? 18 mil?
Yeah, it's 15 to 18 mil, something ridiculous. Which I mean, honestly, I was expecting him to get a payday. I wasn't expecting it to be that. I was expecting the Eagles to be able to bring him in here, maybe on like some $11-12 million ish. I mean, that's kind of absurd what he ended up getting.
Brian is saying he got way too much. Shout out to Mark in Oregon. Kirk got paid. Yes. Drew is saying that Ward is our veteran. Okay. Interesting. He is a veteran in this group. I'm not going to lie about that. But if you're talking about bringing in a piece that is like, you know, this piece that we talked about, Juju Smith-Schuster, the Eagles were, had interest. We heard that a long time ago. And now when it comes to the wide receiver market and Juju seeing Kirk, he's like, yo, if Kirk is getting 18, like, yo, you better up the ante. And all these wide receivers are like, yo, you better up the ante. DJ, baby, Shark got his 12 million from Detroit. 1 year, 12 men, DJ Shark. Mm-hmm. So for us, you know, I think it's
slim pickings out here anymore, man. I mean, like when we first looked at the wide receivers that were available in free agency, I mean, who was my number one guy? I wanted Mike Williams. He's gone. Davante Adams tagged. Like the more and more time that you spend in free agency, the more guys are going to get scooped up. I 100% understand that there's people with concerns about Juju, that he had a lack of production. But to get all caught up in the fact that the dude likes to make TikToks, I don't care, dude. Who cares? The dude likes to make TikToks. If he's productive on the field and he could be a viable slot receiver, come in here and get us 800 yards and like 5 touchdowns, that's exactly what I want Juju for. That's all I want.
Shout out to Blue Mini. Good evening, my friend. But shout out to everyone in the chat. Drew, Mark, Mr. Tone in the building, Brian, Paul from London Town, Daniel from Sweden Town. Who else is in there? Let's see.
Drew Johnson, Mary Ann Johnson, Paul Crumbling.
This is whatchamacallit. Said, hey, man, I need to get on the phone with connections. That dude, Celio, said the Eagles meeting up with the Texans tonight. That was a very interesting.
He was the only one I saw put out that report, though.
Yeah, he's been
a phony baloney
consistently wrong on a lot of these. And I'm wondering why he's like, you know, I know he's dialed in, like, and he's connected. But I'm just saying, like, why? Like he said, they're meeting with them tonight. Didn't they say the 49ers are meeting with them as well?
Yeah.
Who else? Yeah. I'm not sure. I wouldn't buy that right now.
I mean, the thing that I keep getting hung up on is that, like, if Deshaun Watson has the no trade clause, if he doesn't want to come to a city, it doesn't matter if that city ups their offer. He doesn't want to go there. So, like, that's the thing that I'm hung up on. Deshaun Watson doesn't care what Houston's return is. He cares about where he's going to play next. That's the decision he gets to make. And if he doesn't want to play in Philadelphia, then we're shit out of luck. That's just what it is.
Now, they have mentioned that other teams are waiting in the wings. Like, you know, what those teams are. I'm not, you know, like, are the 49ers, the Cleveland Browns interested in as well? I know they're probably monitoring the situation, but right now it's down to Carolina being in the lead here. Mm-hmm. I know the Atlanta Falcons were talked to be as one team that was also interested, but a team that could probably drive up the price. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I think that's actually a great move by Atlanta, considering if Carolina is really making a push, why not try and make a division rival go a little bit harder? Give up a little bit more.
Get on the phones. Just tell somebody you're interested.
Mark Bird brings up a very interesting name. I would love to have Miles Jack brought in.
You know, I was prepared, man. Like, maybe I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was. I did have a graphic for Miles Jack. Miles Jack is a guy who I wanted ever since he came out of UCLA, former running back, linebacker, turned beastly Miles Jack, the linebacker. I know he fell in the draft because he had some like a knee issue, but obviously here we are years later. He's been serviceable, led his team in tackles. I think he was set to make like 10 mil this season. Mm-hmm. And his production was fine. You know, like I think last year he had an off year, but I think overall having Miles Jack in the building. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been waiting for this.
But he's a versatile dude, man.
I have a meme on my phone ready to go.
You got a Miles Jack meme ready, cocked and loaded?
I was about to tweet it, but I've been so busy today. But it was the Richard Jefferson where he's like yelling at his teammates to help him up.
Yeah.
So I have Miles Jack with his hands like this, and then Richard Jefferson picking.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
1 year deal for Hicks and grab a linebacker in the draft. I mean, Reunion with Jordan Hicks, sorry guys.
Vikings are expected to sign veteran linebacker Jordan Hicks. This is probably about 10 minutes ago from Adam Kaplan.
Mr. Saunders.
That's a 2-year, $10 million deal with upside to $12 million with $6.5 million guaranteed. We've been talking about Jordan Hicks, and have an interest in him. I mean, we just talked about Miles Jack. That's again. I'm saying. Oh, the other I know Mark in the chat also mentioned Singleton. He's out there on the streets right now.
I had to talk my dad off a ledge last night.
Yeah.
He messages me a screenshot of the 4th and John post about the Eagles releasing Singleton. He's like, "What? Is this for real?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude stinks in coverage." He's all over the field tackling.
He's a great role player, and that's again when you're talking about
he's a role player.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what he is. So I mean, it's like when you're trying to make role players into the player at the position, mm-hmm. that's where you know he led the team in tackles, right?
Yeah, but he's a middle linebacker.
I'm just
giving the counter argument to this. Was the same argument we had last night.
Yeah,
where he's talking about leading the team in tackles. I'm like, if you're in the middle of the field, you should be up there on the team in tackles. I mean, you're right in the mix for every play.
I think Paul, we're gonna have to break the news to you again. he's expected to sign with the Vikings.
That's a very reasonable number, too, man. 2 year, $10 million.
Big Skull shout out to the Vikings land. It's free agent frenzy. If you guys have comments or any things you guys want to talk about, let it rip, man. Let it rip. Yeah, man. This is Deshae. Yeah, Deshae. This is Deshae. He's on his wifey's account, probably. They cut Miles Jack to overpay Kirk. And then they also brought in the wide receiver from the Raiders as well. I forget his name.
Not Renfro, right?
He was with the Raiders. He would play with the Bills first, had like a mental episode.
Zay Jones?
I could tell you what you said.
Zay Jones?
Yes. I could tell you what school he went to.
No.
I couldn't even tell you his name.
I remember when he came out, he was fast as hell.
Yeah, I mean, you just talk about they only save like $3 million on that on Miles Jack, moving Miles Jack. So it's kind of interesting.
I mean, we talked a little bit about the whole Fletcher Cox thing before, but I think that is a very interesting topic. I think that what's your level of concern about seeing Fletcher Cox in Eagles Green next year? What percentage would you put on?
I don't have any concern at all.
You don't think
feel like he has to, if he's going to be here, what's him call it? God, man.
Hargrave.
No.
Gannon.
Gannon. Brain's dead. Yeah. Have to be as one, you know, like it's a part of like, you know, if Fletcher Cox is out here catching dubs and he's seeing Javon like eat, and then he's starting to act out of character. And if he's not feeling his role in the defense, then you're either going to have to move on, which they were trying to trade him last year. But like, I feel like looking in this draft, you have Wyatt out of Georgia, you have Jordan Davis out of Georgia as well. I mean, if you have to realize that, you know, so you got to build in the draft, and you know, it is what it is.
I mean, I'm just stuck on the fact that like Fletcher Cox isn't the only guy in the league getting double teams. And I 100% agree that is a big portion, is that he's taking pressure off of the rest of the guys on the line, allowing them the ability to eat. But like, I don't want to compare Fletcher to a guy like Aaron Donald, who clearly, you know, there's a difference there.
It's not even close.
It's not even close. But I'm saying that, like, that's a guy that is double teamed as well. I mean, you know what I mean?
But when we talk about the situation, this is the situation in Philly right now. Like, so it's like he's going to either have to figure out, like, you know, did you want to start catching? Or, I mean, obviously, you know, we've been playing with his contract and, like, you know, restructuring it. We've been using his contract to restructure for years now. So, like, mm-hmm. here it is. We have to pay the Piper. And I know if he's traded after June 1st.
June 1st, yeah.
And then if he's that's where you win. But I think it's what, a 20-something mil cap hit, 20 plus. I was actually reading that today.
Yeah,
it's in Honey Badger. I was ready for that. I heard there is some interest. I'm wondering how serious that is, because we all wanted Justin Reed as the low tier. Marcus Williams going off the board, but I think Honey Badger would bring a vibe here to the building.
I think so. That's a guy that, I mean, year after year, that's a guy I've always liked ever since he entered the league. And he's proven to be a crucial part of winning defenses even recently. So I would totally throw my bag at him.
Now, I brought up Justin Reed. The Chiefs decided to go with Justin Reed and let the Honey Badger walk. So he's got to be feeling a certain type of way here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. My man D. Morg says we need a leader. I'm with that.
Is Akeem Hicks still out there?
I believe so. I believe he is. I know this.
He's been a stud for Chicago for in
Michael
the past
Michael
few
Clay
years.
Is Michael Clay has put up this amazing list here, mm-hmm. and I know some of the guys went off the board. But I believe
Xavier Rhodes was a guy that has been talked about. I mean, that was a guy that wasn't Slave recruiting him.
Was he?
I may be mistaken about Slave recruiting him, but I know that Xavier Rhodes has definitely been involved. There you go.
Conversation. Kevin Massey, he says, per source, the Eagles are one team that has shown interest in veteran free agent Xavier Rhodes, another guy who's had experience with Gannon.
Unplug your
in
mic,
the Colts.
Unplug your mic. Huh? Unplug your mic. Yeah, I mean, obviously Rhodes, a guy has been in the league for a little bit now, getting up there in age, but still very productive. And you pair him as a cornerback too, opposite of Slay, that's serious business right there. As for Steven Nelson, is he going to be sticking around?
Some people don't like the Xavier Rhodes move though.
Why?
Say he's washed. Washed gang.
That's kind of how I feel about AJ Bouye.
Wash gang. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Who CB2 is.
This is something that I think has been slept on tremendously. BG, I listen, man. I'm a huge, massive BG guy, and I said pretty much all throughout this past year that I think that when we lost Brandon Graham at the beginning of last year, that was a major, major loss that was felt within our defense. And it's almost like we played this entire past season, it feels like, without Brandon Graham. So when you inject him back into the mix, a healthy Brandon Graham, opposite of Hassan Reddick, like, dude, that is a fierce defensive line, if healthy, man. But it's also getting old. It's getting very old, and you need to draft younger guys beyond that.
That's why I'm wholeheartedly in belief that you still draft an edge rusher in the first round, right where the board is. You talk about Ajabo, you talk about Jermaine Johnson, bro. Like if those guys are in reach and they're right there for the taking, add another one, man, another one, and then our next pick, go get a DT, or we just talked about cornerbacks.
I've been recently
best cornerback available too is on the board.
I've been recently falling in love with Jordan Davis, man. The combination of size and speed and strength, dude. Like that, I feel like he's got unicorn written all over him for the defensive tackle position, man. Like I don't want to pass up on a guy that I feel like has the measurables to be a generational type talent.
Shout out to Davis. Love BG. He's also a great leader for the locker room. Speaking truth. Daniel's also speaking truth, speaking about needing a leader. BG, yeah. But Mr. Tone over here says, can you all see us drafting a couple of those Georgia boys? Go Dawgs. And that's speaking to your comments there. The thing about Jordan Davis, right? I was mentioning his weight, and his weight is, he's talking about eating 60. Talking about eating organic gummy bears now. Cutting out the says he likes to stay up late, make beats. So I figure, you know, if he get his weight together. But I mean, a guy like his teammate Wyatt
could
be more of a fit. There's like some analysts are out there saying that Wyatt be more of a fit. But I love Jordan Davis if he is.
Why does the weight concern you if he's running a 4.79?
No, that has because it's more about conditioning. So because he even made mention to his own when they lost to Alabama. He made the comment himself, which was very interesting. He's like, I need to get my conditioning where it's supposed to be. And this is a thing where teams are like, is he going to be a 2-down player or is he going to be a 3-down player? Like, is he going to have the stamina to be that guy? And if he's telling you something about getting his weight issues together, mm-hmm. this is from a team's perspective. That's something they would look at and say, hey, can he get his weight thing together? Can he get his weight together? We'll hook him up with the chef and make sure he's eating right. But
I've never been in the position where I am a scout, a team owner, anything of that sort. But if there's a guy that's coming to me and is saying, I recognize the issues within myself that I need to change, I view that as a positive. I view that as this guy knows what he needs to work on. He's going to probably spend that entire time leading up to the NFL draft working on it.
You want to talk about some change, Evan? I'm going to give it to him.
Okay, give me some change.
After his 40, he was on NFL Network, and they offered him a bag of gummy bears. Instead of taking a handful, he puts them back and ate 3.
That's huge news. Do we have the breaking news sounder still?
That is change. Pete says he's going to be eating organic cheesesteaks in Philly.
You heard it here first, folks. That was 3 gummy bears. Decided to put the rest of the handful back in the bag. Jordan Davis, first round pick.
Now Drew says, I'm not a scout, but I heard some of Jordan Davis is that he gets worn out and he gets off is late. Nah, I mean, I've seen his get off for his size is tremendous. I mean, that's again. Adam, he's bringing Trayvon Walker talk. He's a guy who's also made himself some money at the draft, had a really great, analyst, Dane Brugler has him really high. So I feel like he could be off before we get an opportunity.
Pete, I don't want my Jordan Davis love to be confused with Devontae Wyatt hate. I'm blown away by all the measurables of Jordan Davis. I still think Devontae Wyatt would be an excellent matchup here in Philadelphia. It's just I'm caught up in all the measurables of Davis right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just feel like if he was brought in here, he'd be like a space eater. And again, if he needed to bring him down,
he would probably be better in like a nose tackle type system. But
if you're using him only on, if you only see him as a guy who's effective on 2 downs, mm-hmm. then that's where you would be like, all right, we're look for a different fit. I mean, you're also looking, if you don't look for DTs, you can look in the second round. I mean, Travis Jones out of UConn should be an interesting opportunity.
We also talked about something, speaking of trenches, just on the other side of the ball. We were having a discussion earlier because we talked about Tyler Linderbaum, and we talked about how Jason Kelsey coming back, how does that affect the Eagles and their pursuit of Linderbaum? Because I know that while Kelsey was weighing the option of retiring, I know there's a lot of Eagles fans that were going and seeing a lot of Linderbaum's highlights and seeing a guy that was almost like a carbon copy of a young Jason Kelsey. And we had gotten the discussion earlier and you were mentioning just the fact that he's small. He's too small to play center, not saying he can't play it, but definitely too small to play guard. So do you think with Jason Kelsey coming back that kind of puts a little nip in the bud for getting Tyler Linderbaum? Because why draft a guy in the first round if he's just going to sit the whole year?
My thing is, like, if you don't see him as a guy with, you know, versatility, then can he play guard? You look at.
I mean, when he's running downfield, he looks versatile as shit, man.
But the weight. I'm not saying he can't play at all. I'm just saying that's how. And the other thing is the short arms. You know, teams are like, all right, he's got short arms. He's athletic. He can move. He can pull with the best of them. So if Stoutland's okay with having him, like, I like to say, what's the word?
Push out the guard.
No, if you know when you're cooking, you saute.
Ah, okay.
Let it throw a little
zest in there. Yeah.
You know, sit in simmer, the pot of simmer. Kelsey, and he's soaking up everything Kelsey is offering. Mm-hmm. By next year, when Kelsey's retired, you got your next guy. But again, I'm all about players in the first round with impact. You know, mm-hmm. that's the same thing I said to you earlier today.
Yep.
I said Kenyon Green. If you're looking for a guy who has that versatility, Kenyon Green has also played, I believe, tackle as well. So I'm saying, you know, like, again, I'm not saying that I'm out on Linderbaum, but I need impact in the first. Like, if we have three first round picks and we use them all, we could, in theory, have. Yes, the word. Marinate and Kelsey. But if we have three picks in the first round, those are essentially three starters.
Yep. Yep.
In my book. Unless you want a rotational. And I said to Ev, you want a rotational defensive end? I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Let Ojabo develop or Jermaine Johnson coming in and out.
Do you think we've seen the last of Derek Barnett?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But has he been officially released yet? I haven't seen it.
But, I mean, Derek Barnett, he's a free agent. Move him. He's a free agent. Derek Barnett's going to get paid, though. I mean, he's an edge rusher that can pressure the quarterback. Get to the quarterback, different story. Pressure the quarterback? I'm buying that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What else here? Any other players that we need? Oh, the other signing. You talk about Todd talked about DB. Andre Chachere. I don't know how to spell his name, but he copped a one-year deal with the Eagles, too. Not sexy by any means. But again,
don't care, don't care, don't care.
Is that what you said, Andre? Don't care.
But do you see the outfit again? Former Colt. So you know he's talking about a guy familiar with the defense, back end guy. Not sexy, but it is what it is. Herbig.
Depth is depth.
Nate Herbig. They're tendering him, so he's out here. If you want him, you're gonna have to give up something for him. But hey. That's the guy. Her big, versatile lineman.
He's and a big body as well. He's nice. Pete's talking about Karlaftis. He likes him some Karlaftis.
I went back and watched Karlaftis this weekend, and again, guys, go check out some Karlaftis tape if you can find any. He's a dude. His strength is something that that's his. You know, again, his arms another. They're saying his arms aren't long enough, but
they said Joe Burrow's hands aren't big enough too.
He wins with that strength, man. Karlaftis is like he's got that Greco-Roman Greek strength, my guy. either of those guys, if you can get Karlaftis like 19.
Yeah. Do you think there's any possibility of Thibodeau slipping out of the top 10?
That's probably hype.
Okay.
Fair. That's probably hype.
What about Malik Willis? Any possibility he's sitting there at 12?
Possibility, unless like if Wentz is the bridge quarterback and Willis is sitting behind him, you know Wentz like I gotta compete. Mr. Morg, we do think Miles Jackson is an option. I mean we do, but again, do they want to pay for that? I mean, there are some corners that are out there on the market right now. Stephon Gilmore's out there. Imagine that.
Yeah. What doesn't I gotta know what What don't you like about Malik's arm? I get he's a little bit inaccurate, but as far as arm strength is concerned, isn't that our major faux pas with Jalen Hurts? Is this guy's got no zip on the ball whatsoever? He's got the same sort of Jalen Hurts versatility and speed, and he's got a freaking rocket arm, man. You don't think so?
No, I mean,
am I talking about, like, I want you to be 100% real with me. Am I talking myself into needing a quarterback? Because I've said all this year that I don't like the whole drafting a quarterback this year.
No,
I've said
that.
Am I talking myself into it?
I was saying that. I mean, some people were down there saying, like, hey, he's like Jalen Hurts, but with a better arm. That's what I heard.
I mean, that's kind of my biggest complaint with Hurts, though. I like how Hurts,
Hurts
gets around with his feet.
It's where we're at. You know, if they don't believe he's the guy, then you'll see. This drafting a quarterback, as much as we would hate it, is the cheapest option. You see how much these guys are getting paid out here? Kirk Cousins getting 30 plus again? Guys, he's got the best business manager ever, dude. Tyrod Taylor signing with the Giants. Is this new? Okay. Interesting.
Did they not get Mitch?
No, Mitch Trubisky went to
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Bridge quarterback. He will be your bridge quarterback. And that to me says they're drafting quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Now D Borg jumps in. He says Dante Jackson. I heard he's did a pretty good job in zone. I mean, hey man, if you're looking to get younger at corner, he'd be interesting. How about other people have also talked about Rasul, bringing back Rasul?
Fuck yeah.
Is that a feel good story, or is that he really needs to be in the nest?
I don't believe in feel good stories, Gail. I just want to make my team better. I don't care if it means we need to bring a guy back that we shouldn't have let go. I personally am a big believer that Rasul Douglas was misused in the defense when we had him. And I think he wasn't given the right opportunities. I think the reason that you're seeing him excel, I think that player was there when he was here. I just don't think that he was given the right opportunities.
I think this is the better defense that would fit his skill set better.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, great.
And Rasul Douglas was a guy, I remember when he got drafted, he was on the board, and people were asking me, who do we draft? I was like, we are going to draft Rasul Douglas. And he was drafted, and I was excited for his development, but I just don't think we took the time opportunity. I mean, I don't think we took the time to develop him the right way. He talks about being Green Bay and it sticking. I forget his coach over there at Green Bay, but he says he something clicked where the way that he's watching film is the way that
a new way that he's ever watched
it. Yeah, and he's like getting it. Mm-hmm. So that would be interesting.
Makes sense.
Feast with Pete also talks about there's two guys with better arms, Carson Strong and Desmond Ridder. Everyone else is garbage. Now Carson Strong, a guy that if you're talking about later, would be, I mean, he does have the arm. I did see him throw some punts with my own eyes, and every evaluator was like, what the hell was that? What's going on out here? So I know everyone's been talking about Carson in his arm. Desmond Ridder, he's a guy, he came in with a lot of wins out of all the quarterbacks, probably the most wins out of all of them. I think Desmond Ridder did progressively get better throughout the week, had a great Senior Bowl. I think guys already just had a kid. He's ready to be a dad. He's pretty locked and loaded as a guy that you could develop. Got the height, got the speed, ran a 4.5. So that is Jalen Hurts speed. So that's a guy who's got some wins on his resume coming out of Cincinnati. He's had some accuracy issues as well. Mm. But here we are.
What about a guy like Stephon Gilmore? I think that's an interesting name. I just think that's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. I mean, he's out there. He's not the same Stephon Gilmore that he once was. Because if he was, he wouldn't be getting moved around and passed around. He's like the I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Mr. Tone talks about another Brady coming back is just a real douchebag move for Tom Brady. But I totally understand. Why is it a douchebag move? No, I mean, for us Eagle, like for us fans,
I got you.
We're just like, come on, man, could you just leave? Don't like this is the whole. He did a step back retirement. Like he was there, step back. He was pouring some cereal for his kids in the morning.
I'm being real. I kind of saw this one coming though.
The way wife is like, you want to go to Bed Bath and Beyond? He's like, that's it. I'm coming back.
I mean, I wasn't really that surprised by it. I think that I still think back to when Brady said years ago that he wants to play until he's 45 years old. I mean, he's 44 right now, and I think Brady is a guy that he is just like one of the most willed people out there. I think that he wants to live up to his word, whatever he says. If he wants to do something, he puts in the work to do it. I mean, that's the reason why he's going on 45 right now, and he's still in the best shape of his life and still in the prime of his career, throwing for 4,300 yards and 46 touchdowns in a season. It's insane. I mean, he's obviously the greatest quarterback of all time. And I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of Brady coming back. As a guy that I'm looking at this Eagles team, like, we're not winning the Super Bowl this next year. I don't have confidence. Come on, let's be real. If you watched the NFL playoffs last year and you saw the separation of how much better those teams were once you got to the championship Sundays, those are teams that are contenders. That they showed you why they're contenders. We're not at that level yet. We have a little bit to go. I'm not saying the Eagles can't even surprise us this year. I'm not expecting it.
So you're on the FU show me level
of the Eagles.
Yeah,
I'm on the FU show me, and I'm also in the if Tom Brady comes back and says F it, I'm gonna go out on top and win another Super Bowl. I left all my Tom Brady hatred after we beat him in the Super Bowl. I don't have a bad word about the man anymore. I don't care.
Well, the vibe is, Mr. Tone, Fournette is probably changing his mind. I think this is a lot of players weren't really, you know, I think Jensen decided, his center decided to come back too. But Brady did talk about having a text with LeBron James about being the best in the game or some. And he was like, I don't know if that's – I think that's pretty true. But, again, I think Fournette will probably come back.
Ali Marpet won't.
He retired too, man.
Yep.
Got married and everything.
He said that – and he specifically said after Brady came out of retirement, he said that he's not – doesn't matter. He's not coming back.
The former D3 prospect who had an amazing career and made him some money down at the Senior Bowl. Cut Me Open talks about it's a pipe dream, but I would love Bobby Wagner again. Depending on,
I don't think that much of a pipe dream.
I mean, again, is Miles Jack a pipe dream? I think
no.
Miles is a bit younger.
Yeah, I think that's probably a better direction. It's a shame that Hicks went, man. But I want to touch on Todd's point here. The Bengals, I mean, Joe Burrow had a season-ending injury. I mean, in midway to the beginning part of that season, and he was out the rest of the season. And you know, the following year they got Jamar Chase. They really bolstered up that the offensive weapons. They still need an offensive line, but
QB was the difference maker.
Exactly, but I'm saying the QB was there the previous year. He just got injured. So, like, you have your QB the full year, plus you add some weapons. That's a totally different team.
Now, for those who are listening, not watching, Todd said the Bengals were drafting fifth overall and was in the Super Bowl this year. I mean, if you have, again, we'll go back to leadership and you go behind the locker room. The team is, if they're going to rally around your quarterback, this team rally around Joe Burrows. So,
Michael Gibbs talking about my boy here.
Says he's Gale is number 51, too early for Kenneth Walker or Breece Hall since we have Miles. I think in theory, yes.
It's Kenneth Walker season.
But Kenneth Walker, man, like we talked about him on the last show, you know, come from 1 year of production. You talk about a guy who doesn't have a lot of miles on his. You talk about if you're a used car salesman, you know, how you could sell something with low miles. And Kenneth Walker, low miles. Breece Hall.
20,000 miles.
Breece Hall, again, he's that Mack truck with some nitrous. Because Breece Hall, for his size, he had a hell of a combine. But again, if Miles Sanders is still here, I think you could look later for some running backs. Maybe Ford later. Mm-hmm. Bring another day three running back in here. Throw him in the mix. You know, we also have Kenny G in the mix, taken in the fifth round. So, hey, get me a day three guy. I'm not mad at it at all.
Hey, Daz Deals, who still has Carson Wentz as his profile picture, has no faith in Hurts.
You know, Wentz, if I'm going to be real, Wentz stands are still in their feels on the timeline.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, not to say we all have favorite players, but I'm just saying, like, you all got to get over it.
Yeah, no, I agree. But
you know. There's some of them have deep, you know, some people have a deep.
I've changed my profile picture a lot in the past 5 years, personally. I mean, that's just me. Hassan Haskins
from Michigan. Yeah, I mean, he's a guy. I thought he was supposed to be at the Senior Bowl. I was kind of surprised that maybe he got injured or some type of injury that he wasn't down there. I know the running back from Damian Pierce from Florida didn't run that fast, but hey, I mean, I'm just saying. I know a lot of people are monitoring the timeline as we speak. Daz is talking about Davis, Dean, Jermaine Johnson. Again, as much as here, imagine the Eagles do draft the linebacker in the first round. That would shock the world. Shock the world.
If there's any other time to do it, now's the time, man. You got three picks. What's it?
Sexy, man. That's sexy. That's like, I'm not even lying. Like, you draft me three defensive players, whether it be, a corner, you can put a cornerback in there. I'm game. Like, cause then if you go to the second round and bring in another, like, I'm starting to look at the second round for like wide receivers. So if you're looking at like a guy like Pickens from Georgia,
let me throw you a hypothetical. Cause I saw it on there. I thought it was pretty interesting. And granted, let's just get this out of the way. Probably not going to happen. Cause if you're looking at how the Chargers are out there spending right now, how they've already built up a very strong defensive line. But let's just say you offer Fletcher Cox and the 53rd overall pick for the 17th overall pick to the Chargers. Then you'd have 15, 16, 17, and 19. Does that make you lick your chops a little bit? I mean,
say that one more time.
Fletch and 53rd pick for the 17th pick overall in the draft, the Chargers.
I mean, I don't think they do it in terms of it's just way too much money. I don't think
that's kind of what I'm held up on.
Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa.
Yeah, you're gonna have a ton of money tied down to that line. Makes sense.
Adam Schefter just released his compensatory picks in the 2022 draft. I don't see the Eagles on there.
Chad Moma, that's a guy that you've been amping up a lot.
Yeah, I mean, both linebackers, again, like, as much as I know, N'Kobe Dean, I know, Lloyd, we all love the idea. This is why I brought Chad Muma. We brought Chad Muma on Talk to Prospect because this is where we're start cooking with some gas later. I mean, Chad's done enough to move into the second, back into the second, where we are. Troy Anderson, a guy, you know, he's also got some versatility, played quarterback, I think he played wide receiver too, if I'm not mistaken. Linebacker in the third. That's I've been drafting Troy Anderson in my mocks. Dork, air quotes. Draft dork, air quotes. So I mean, again, there's some. That's what I'm saying. The running the linebackers out here. There's some talented linebackers in the second and third round.
Sure.
If yeah.
Wide receivers as well. Pete says if the Eagles draft a linebacker in the first round, everyone's heads would explode, like how people's heads exploded when Chappelle's Clayton Bigsby took off his mask.
Great sketch.
That is a great sketch.
I was actually at that Chappelle show live watching that.
Life flex.
Yes, but best experience of my life. I will tell everybody and anyone. That was the funniest moment of any live performance I've ever seen. The
Clayton Bigsby skit?
Just no, the Chappelle tapings were.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine 400 people crying in an audience.
I mean, I could tell you.
The Rick James sketches?
I was going to say, the Rick James and Prince sketch, like the first time I watched them, I still laugh as hard as I did the first time I watched them. I can only imagine. That is
the goat sketch. Bro, it's the best moments of my life there. Best moments of my life. Shout out to Paul from London Town. His first round goes linebacker, cornerback, defensive back.
I don't think
follow away with people in the chat. If you show let us know your first round hopes.
Knowing how the Eagles draft, they really value the defensive line, especially over the linebacker position. So I think that it's almost a lock that we end up getting either an edge rusher or defensive tackle in the first round with one of those three picks. What's up, Dwayne? Happy belated, my man.
Dwayne was in the audience. I brought my brother, and he... I think he pissed his pants. you know, I mean, if going back to Pete's, what's that Pete's? That was whose tweet was that?
About what?
Paul. He said linebacker, cornerback, defensive back. I think he's saying Lloyd, Sauce, and I don't know if you're drafted a safety. Or another, but look, we could get a starting corner if we got Sauce.
Well, what's your thoughts on Booth? Why do I feel like his name has kind of trickled out of the conversation?
He's the second, you know, McDuffie. Everybody keeps Trent McDuffie out of Washington. A lot of people I've seen McDuffie mocked to us by Lance Zierlein, who I respect. Dane Brugler, who I respect, just more of a slot to me. You know, he could play inside and out, but interesting. Okay, Mr. Cross, make sure you check out Mr. Cross's Twitch channel. He's a big gamer. I don't know if he's got game like Evan in his games,
or like Prince game.
What did Mr. Cross have there?
He had, in no particular order, defensive line, wide receiver, cornerback. I think that is a match made in heaven right there.
If y'all seen the prices of wide receivers out here, this is just like, have y'all seen the prices of cars out here? Just bought a car for the family here. The prices are like ridiculous.
It's like housing prices.
We're talking about like $5,000 more than they usually are. So in terms of – this is what the wide receiver market is. So instead of buying one from a dealer, we're talking about wide receivers and cars. Like, you would buy one off your friend for a nice good price, which is cheap.
What would the draft be in dealership terms?
I'm not going to pay all this money when I could get it from the homie without the sticker price and without all the –
The problem is you don't want to end up at the junkyard, bro. You don't want to end up with something with four different colored panels.
I mean, do you want to pay more for a a car that you've known to be driven for 50,000 miles, and you're like, all right, this guy's putting it to work, or do you want to get this nice clean car with a clean Carfax?
Yeah,
I'm gonna start nerd.
You're talking to the wrong guy, because I mean, I'm frugal gang. I'm from point A to point B guy. So,
yeah, I mean, if we're talking about wide receivers here, mm-hmm. we already saw Chris Kirk got paid. We didn't mention.
Check it out if you like horror. Sorry,
Mr. Cross plays horror games. Many might not like. Thanks for the shout out. What's that game where you're playing hide and go seek and everyone's like getting murked by someone?
Yeah, you're talking about Among Us?
I don't know. Allen Robinson. Why don't we talk about Allen Robinson? I think the Eagles are interested in Allen Robinson. I think Allen Robinson wants to get paid too. Understandable.
Allen Robinson doesn't excite me the same way I feel like it excites other people.
Big body guy. No,
totally. I understand all of the positives of Allen Robinson. I think he's on the decline. I just don't think that I think he's past his prime. I would rather just look elsewhere personally, but I'm not going to complain if he comes here. I think he can be productive. I think veteran he's definitely, guy. I think he's a step up over anyone that's the wide receiver two on our team right now, which is not setting the bar very high.
Keyshawn Johnson. I'm good. Go get me. Like I'm telling you, man, the second round is going to be chock full of talent in the draft. But I also think second round is a potential area for safety for the Eagles.
Fletch, Rager, and a third to Seattle for DK and Puna Ford. Ford kind of seems like a throw in there. I mean,
just throw up that one, man. Get DK. Let's call it a day.
Yeah,
that would be insane moment.
I didn't realize that he was making
2 years, $17 million. What is?
That seems like a lot of money for Tyrod Taylor, man.
What are they doing up there? Didn't they say
Chase Daniel too? Still getting contracts.
Still stealing money. $2 million he makes this year.
Still stealing money, dude. This guy, what's he played like 5 downs in his whole career? This guy's been out of contract like 15 years.
Chase Daniel's house probably looks like the house that you built in GTA. That like mansion, yeah. Like. 7 cars in the garage. Definitely. Chase Daniel, man. Interesting, man.
What's Brian?
I'm way behind the comments here. We talk about Jarvis Landry at all?
Juice.
Jarvis Landry, interesting.
You know what happened to the last football player they called Juice?
But you talk about veteran guy, like. He's going to come in here and command respect from the whole group. It's contagious, bro. Did you see that dialogue that he had with the wide receivers? And if you can't play.
And then what happened?
Well, I'm just saying.
But was it really that contagious?
They brought in Amari Cooper. But I'm just saying. Imagine he was like, if you can't fucking play, don't be out here. Like it's contagious.
Yeah, I saw that.
I could see Jarvis Landry keeping Rager accountable.
I could see Jarvis Landry replacing Jalen Rager.
But I mean, if you have him in the slot, like he's the guy that will keep your guys, hold them accountable, correct?
Maybe. I totally get what you're saying because he does seem like to come across as that locker room guy. Yeah, maybe. But also, I think that Jalen Rager is a rare breed. And I think that he gets in his own head, and Jarvis Landry might think that he'd be able to light a fire under his ass. But I mean, Jalen Rager could also just get in his feels and go eat a sandwich by himself in his car in the parking lot or some shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Goldhammer. He says, do we have a chance to get Sauce? If so, that's the only player I want. He's trying to do a Ricky Williams draft where you only draft one player. This is the only player that Chris wants. He wants Sauce. I mean, we do have a chance. Talk about him slipping maybe to 12. Mm-hmm. we're in definitely range.
What do you think? What do you think?
You see Sauce's
15 to 12.
You see Sauce's grill?
No.
He had all diamond encrusted grills. Do you want your cornerbacks, CB1 Junior, to have a diamond encrusted grill set?
I gotta be front, honest.
Top and bottom.
You know what? I actually need that.
I was watching the interview. I was like, Manz is out here with a diamond encrusted grill. And I was like, I like it.
You can put that money into like a, you know.
Frugal gang over here is like, you could have bought your family a nice duplex home out in the.
It's just that I usually don't think about grills because I'm not the guy that would be able to rock grills. You know what I mean?
Hey man, but I need that. We do kind of need that swag from our CBs. Darius has that unlock. I was looking at Darius has the highest cap hit this year, 22 mil.
Jesus. What's up, Primo?
Shout out to Primo, man. Shout out to the family. I hope you guys are hanging in there. And I don't know, Prime probably wants us to draft a linebacker. If any position.
Yeah, no.
Prime also wants to
go all defense in the first round, which I'm 100% with. I'm with you, Prime. I would not be upset in the slightest if we walk away with three defensive players in the first round.
Now, Jermaine wants to go. Shout out to Jermaine Sanders. He says he wants to go defensive end, linebacker, and wide receiver. So I'm assuming Ojabo or – people are like, Ojabo or Jermaine, and they're arguing about it, but I don't believe both those guys will be on the board at the same time. I think one of them will be gone. So – to me, it's...
Which one do you prefer between Ojabo and Lloyd?
And Lloyd, you mean Jermaine?
Jermaine, yeah.
I just feel like Jermaine's ready to go. I think he's built different, though. You're talking about Ojabo. He's just raw. But then you're like, he got that kind of production, being raw and not really knowing exactly what he's doing. Like, he even said that he didn't even know some of the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of love for N'Kobe Dean in the chat.
I mean, N'Kobe Dean is the guy who's going to be your field general, right? Get your guys lined up. There's that clip out there of him getting his player's face, and then the next play, his teammate makes a huge play, and everyone's like, "This is N'Kobe Dean right here." I think he's like a he's a smart dude too. Like his I forget his major, but he's a real smart dude.
Mechanical engineering.
Yeah, mechanical. That's it.
Smart man for sure.
Dean, a little undersized, but
do you think that I might be able to convince my dad that if we got N'Kobe Dean, that it's okay?
Oh my god! Tell Pops, go check the film, watch some N'Kobe Dean. And you'll be like, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, Singleton. I'm always going to ruin his name, but hey, man, shout out to Daz. He says Dean is a real, that's what I'm saying. Like at the end of the day, man, you like football is about like leaders, man. Like if you got a guy that makes you want to run through a wall for no reason.
Let me ask you a question. So let me eliminate Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce from the conversation. Who's the leader currently on the Eagles offense and defense? Not Brandon Graham, not Jason Kelce.
Leader wise, offensively, probably Hurts.
Okay.
Defensively, I probably say Slay, maybe.
Okay.
I was going to say McLeod, but he's. McLeod is like, we don't know if he's here or not. Mm-hmm. Slay's a funny man, but I'm just saying him from his play alone, he's the type of dude that I'm probably, if he got serious with you, Yeah, Fletcher Cox. Yeah, Fletcher Cox.
I just don't feel like I've really ever seen, like, Fletch, no doubt, is a big piece of this defense. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think I've ever really seen him in a leadership capacity as much. Like, I haven't really seen him speaking in front of the group, doing any sort of things that a leader, you know, it would be like, oh, that, you know, Brandon Graham is making a giant a speech right now in front of the entire team. That's a leadership move. I haven't really seen Fletch do that much.
Well, he's the captain.
Okay. But I've, well, yeah, I think that Carson Wentz was a captain, you know, was he a leader? Check and mate.
Dad says I sell cars. So I'm a little late on the thing. Feast with Pete says Andrew Booth is a solid corner. I see him signing with Rick. Yep. Hey man, Andrew Booth is not shabby either, man. I'm not. I just like McDuffie stuff. I'm not sure about that. D Mork says defensive end, quarterback, and wide receiver are his picks for the first round.
I'm actually glad that there's a lot of Eagles fans out there that are not getting caught up in their feels about the Eagles taking a wide receiver in the first. I know that there was a lot of the national conversation is, oh, let me guess, the Eagles are going to draft another wide receiver in the first round. If it's broke, you got to fix it. That's just what it is. I mean, we don't have what it takes to compete with our wide receivers right now. I think we got to get one in a high draft position, or you bring in another name that is still out there in free agency.
Now Drew says Allen Robinson greater than Landry. Landry is banged up. I like the guy. He's a gamer. Robinson, better route runner and bigger receiver. I mean, if you want to diversify, you want to diversify your stocks, right? You want to diversify. I don't know shit about stocks. I just thought I would say that. If you want to diversify your wide receivers, he's the perfect. I'm not going to say he's the perfect guy, but I'm saying if you're going to look out there right now, again, go back to Michael Clay's amazing free agent list. If you look closely, if you're not blind,
get my
Juju Smith-Schuster,
magnifying glass out.
Allen Robinson, Odell Beckham on torn ACL, Will Fuller,
who's been injured stretcher. Every year. Ever.
Yeah. DJ Chark off the board. Jamison Crowder, AJ Green.
Yeah, older.
That's too veteran.
But I mean, AJ Green did do a lot better than I thought he was going to do out in Arizona.
Russell Cage off the board.
Sammy Watkins is fat.
He signed with the Bucks. T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton's an interesting name. Sammy Watkins is fat. Emmanuel Sanders is old. Laquon Treadwell. I can't believe that dude's even still in the league. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. See, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, to me, is a pretty mid wide receiver that his stats were definitely inflated by the quarterback that he was playing with. I don't think that Valdez-Scantling has the same type of production when he doesn't have Aaron Rodgers thrown to him.
An interesting name on that list, Zach Pascal.
Yeah.
Who was also a
Keelan Cole as well, honestly.
Former Colt. And this, again, this list is compiled by Mike Clay. Shout out to Mike Clay.
Wow. Do we go round three with D-Jax?
Oof. Yeah. Imagine D-Jax if he didn't retire, if he didn't force a trade out of the Rams. Would the Rams have won the Super Bowl? Because they wouldn't have gotten OBJ, no?
Yeah. No, they wouldn't have.
That is interesting, dude.
That is interesting to think about.
Now, shout out to Charles Craig. He says, are we going to see more of Tyree Jackson upcoming season? If he can stay healthy, I think he's the guy who, if we're talking about tight end two, Tyree Jackson can he be that guy as the size, former quarterback for University of Buffalo?
Was there any tight ends in this draft? Like, day two or day three guys that you kind of got your eye on?
The tight end from UCLA. Dulcich would be nice.
Ferguson? Is there a Greg Ferguson or something?
What's the other guy? What's his name? Colorado State.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I come up now.
Trey McBride.
McBride, that's what I was thinking of. What's your thoughts on him?
Trey McBride?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought he was, everyone had him tied in one before the draft, but I thought there's a whole bunch of tight ends down there that could easily be.
Jake Ferguson is who I was thinking of.
Oh, okay. From Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, day two, day three, there's going to be tight ends there. So.
6'5", 244. I mean, all these guys have
good corners out there. Nice. Ferguson, yep.
Yep. Interesting. I think that Sirianni, honestly, too, is going to want to run a lot of, two tight end packages. So I think that that's going to be something he's targeting either in this draft or free agency. Did I see that Austin Hooper's available in free agency? Was that on that list?
Austin Hooper, tight end.
No, I might have made that up.
Probably made it up. I mean, hey, there's like OJ Howard's out there. Hayden Hurst is out there.
I think, dude, I for real, Ebron. I was an OJ Howard guy for years, and I was thinking that Tampa Bay was just misusing him. And then Tom Brady got there, and I was like, I think O.J. Howard might just be trash, man. I don't think Jimmy Graham's obviously old as hell. Eric Ebron's definitely an interesting name. Robert Tonyan.
Do we have tight end money?
I don't think we do.
We ain't got no tight end money.
You got tight ends at home.
Yeah, man. I think, overall, we're on that hour mark. Free agency, yo. I'm not gonna even lie. Like, I'm in my bed and I keep seeing things go off and I cannot stop and look, because there's certain guys that I, news wise,
yeah,
that I have, like, their tweets go right to my phone.
You get notifications
so,
if they're
mentioned. Yeah. So if they you know,
give me a couple of your notifications.
I can't give you much because I just need to know. I got to be updated on everything. So the fact
does one of the names start with a W and end with an Otson?
Could be. Didn't Jordan Whitehead get signed by
he did, the Jets?
By the Jets, yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I mean, all these things go off. I'm like, yo, everyone is coming off the board right now.
Yeah.
Are you feeling – hey, man, Hassan Reddick,
I feel the same way, because I was looking – we were looking at the free agency list just a few days ago, and I'm like, man, this goes pretty deep in a lot of positions. There's a lot of guys that were out there. And now we're just, a couple days into this, and I'm looking at it, I was like, man, it's starting to be slim picking season. So now he's got to make a move soon.
Hey, did Tyrann Mathieu – get picked? Is that right?
I didn't see anything yet. I'll check right now. We should not close down the stream yet. Tyron.
Or did Tim get faked out? For those listening to the show, we are live right now, looking at the screen as we speak. Someone, Prime, just mentioned about
what did they say, Tyron to us, or did they say he got signed?
3 years, 40 mil.
To us?
Yeah, that's what he just said, but I don't.
I don't see anything right now.
Tim just posted it. S- Suspense.
I cannot.
I don't know if that's true yet. I don't know if
I can't verify that yet. I haven't seen it.
He said there. They said there is interest there, but
Oh, what the fucking? There's interest.
Not. Prom says again, not holding my breath. Yeah, we'll see. Like, I know Tim sent me something earlier that he was like, I said, yo, that was a fake account. But he said they are interested.
All right.
But yeah, man, we're over that hour and 15 minute mark. Obviously, it's a free agent frenzy season. We're just monitoring the timelines like you are. We'll probably be back this week with some more free agent news.
For sure.
If there is one free agent before that you want the Eagles to sign before we leave, who is that?
Tyrann Mathieu.
Tyrann Mathieu would be awesome.
If we were to get signed to Tyrann Mathieu, though, that means that either Ann Harris or McLeod's out of here, though.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'd say if it wasn't Tyrann, like, it'd probably Allen Robinson.
Okay.
Just to solidify the group. And I can sleep well.
Does not.
I still want to draft one.
Yeah. All right. Bobby Wagner.
Paul says Bobby Wagner. Charles Craig says Bobby Wagner. Mathieu. Mark Bird says Landry. Feast with Pete says Marcus Williams, who's gone already. He signed with the Ravens, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been nice, man. They were in on the Marcus Williams coming up short, bro. Coming up short. But yeah, man. We'll see you guys shortly. Again, just talking over free agent frenzy. It's kind of nerve-wracking stuff, but we'll see you guys soon.
Check in on your people.
Shout out to Prime again and the family, man. Much love to you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, man. If you guys hear anything, text me. If you got my number, hit my DMs if you hear anything. Got any questions, hit our DMs. Other than that, it's always fly equals fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.